Thank you, Nathan. Once again, I'm so thankful for the one who made the video and a lot of hours. I just worked very hard and thank God that all the glory goes to him, because without him, it's just impossible. But thank God, little is much when God is in it. Remember that with very little, God can do great things. We believe in a God of impossibilities. So do continue to pray for the ministry. There are a few things that you can remember that God willing, we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary, 2026. I asked Pastor Byford to come to visit us. And meanwhile, we are also handing over the ministry. We've been trained up a lot of leaders in across India, Nepal, Myanmar, Bhutan, and Bangladesh area, even to the Pakistan border. The same day, we are looking for one man, and we trained a couple of them, but slipped away different places. So for the last 2 years, my son stepped into the ministry, pray for Timothy and his wife Hannah. And we have medical missions and a few other things which is not mentioned over here. So he involved in medical missions. And so from the last 2 years, he said that the Lord is leading for the full-time ministry. I said, there's no sentimental of the ministry, because there's no obligation. If because of dad, he started, son has to follow. But I prayed for him that the Lord may call him. But at the same time, I never told him. So I told him, if you are not called, don't ever get in the ministry, because it can ruin it. So he and his wife and praying. And my goal is that next few more years, from last 2 years, I started just travel him across India and introducing all the leadership, building up a band of people around him so that the Lord can help him to take the ministry further and beyond. Maybe one of these days to bring him to the U.S. also to introduce other people. So pray for Timothy and Hannah that the Lord may just bless them. They got a little child called Noah, and appreciate your thoughtful prayers for him. The same time, pray for my wife, Sarah. Without her, I was not able to do what I was doing. But the Lord was gracious to leading us together. But the last few years, she's been affected with Parkinson's. So she's in the maximum medications. So we stayed sometimes in Florida because to take away from the stress of the ministry. And now she's back in home. So I appreciate your thoughtful prayers for Sarah. The Lord may help. And thirdly, pray for our second Bible college in Punjab. When you think about Punjab, it's just like a Kansas. We turn down nearly around 80 to 100 students every year from the last 3-4 years. Because after the COVID, we could not rent more building, but we've been able to buy a few acres land, and we are planning to build a dormitory for there for the boys. So I appreciate your thoughtful prayers. The Lord may help us to build that dormitory so that we can have at least 150 male students in that area that we are praying. We already have a building for the girls. One of the reasons we have our second Bible college over there is a very strategically lot of opposition for gospel in that area. The same time, neighboring countries such as like Pakistan, Afghanistan, Tibet, and a few other countries, we might be able to just reach out through that. So need your prayers. The Lord may help us to build that dormitory. And regarding this girls' home, abused girls' home, it's in a very beautiful area that Lord help us to build. Nice building. We have nearly 40 girls can accommodate. We have 27. Few of them are coming. But the only thing is that we did not have a kitchen now. You have to finish the kitchen. I appreciate your thoughtful prayers for that also. Lord willing, I'll be here for another couple of weeks and going back to India. Pray for this coming graduations of the three colleges plus Nepal. And then we are sending out over 500-plus students, staff, all the faculties, to the field for 10 weeks for outreach ministries. So pray for the summer ministries. It's a lot of expenses, but God provided thus far. And so appreciate that the Lord may just help this all the 60 teams they goes to reach with the gospel for 10 weeks. Thank you so much. Of course, it's a time usually we... I think I cannot see the clock. Yeah, 10 minutes. Good, great. This is back in our church, we don't keep a clock. we keep calendar, turn over the calendar and other service. I want to keep your smiling face. Just want to give a thoughts. We need to involve in evangelism, bringing souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to go to see a soul in, but look around, even Manhattan and even Kansas and across America. God expects us to involve in winning souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to read a passage from Psalms 126. And you will read verse 5 and 6. Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6. The word of God says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." She says that he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. The title of my small message, I'm not going to bring the whole message, but weeping and reaping. God expects us to sow the seeds. Weeping in our society considered to be very shallow emotions. But somebody needs to be cared for the souls. I often think about this Dr. Kanoyer from Cleveland, Ohio, coming to the other part of India, and where God blessed me with the TB, I went to that hospital. God blessed me. If any other disease, Army has got hospital, but sanatorium's not there. So I went over to this doctor, gave the gospel to me with compassion, expecting the Lord may save me. And his wife told that, "My husband prayed for your soul every day for 18 months. Why he has to concern about me? It's because of compassion for the souls. Somebody need to care for souls. Somebody need to care. As someone said, Jesus shed his blood in order to bring salvation to you. At least those who got saved through the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, at least you can shed some tears for somebody's soul. My parents, you know, they kicked me out from the family. I could not go back to my home. 8 years, I could not even get into my house. Only one thing I can do, that praying and pleading, begging God to save my parents. The doctor prayed for me. Surely if he prayed for me 18 months, I can pray for my parents until they get saved. After 16 years, both my father and mother trust the Lord Jesus Christ. 34 years later, one of my sister got saved. Still, we are working, and the Lord may save them. Somebody need to care for them. And even you think about that, shedding tears, even Lord himself, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, as you see through the scripture, his ministry was just built up in prayer and tears. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7 says that in the days of his flesh, with a strong crying, he was praying to God with tears. Even if you just go through the book of the gospel, at least 3 times the Lord Jesus Christ weeping is mentioned in the scripture there. One time, as he was standing before a tomb, he knew the heartbeats of the people around him, sobbing the loss of this man. The Lord himself was moved with compassion, knowing that he is going to just bring out this rotten man who is rotting in the tomb. He's going to bring him to life. Still he wept for him. Even the Lord weeping for individual, maybe someone over here not saved, is concerned about you. Could you imagine the Lord knows that he's going to just bring him, that Lazarus, out of his tomb, but still he wept there. It is true that every one of us been dead in trespass and sins. But thank God the Lord had mercy upon us. He wept for you and me. Secondly, you can see that he was walking on the heights and looking down to Jerusalem. He wept for a nation. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, he wept. Because this country, the people, they constantly and continually reject the word of God, just walked away from the living God, going after the paganism, knowing the catastrophe which is going to come in the future. The Lord Jesus Christ looked unto Jerusalem and wept for the nation. Look around us. Even this country, as we are talking, in my trip to the other church, you know, this country been found in the word of God. But now look at that. It was a Christian country, that's what people thought, but it is no more. Few Christians are living over here. The country been turned away from God's word. Even need to pray for this country with tears that the Lord may save and bring back this country. I'm so thankful this country sent a missionary long back. That's the reason I'm standing over here. But this country, many countries in our country, see, over 1.5 billion people, 80% Hindus, only 2.5% Christianity of any kind, maybe 5 or 6 million people out of 1.5 billion people just maybe called Christians. Everyday souls dying without the Lord Jesus Christ going to eternal damnation. Are we not just moved to pray for these lost souls, praying for this nation? Finally, our Savior wept for the world. You remember that previously he went to the cross of Calvary the previous night under Gethsemane. As with the agony and passion our Savior was praying, you can see that tears rolled down, mingled with blood, dropping with the agony and passion. My Savior was not afraid of the cross. He knew that the cross would be so cruelly they are going to kill him. He knew that they are going to defame him, defy him in between two malefactors. He knew that there no eye shall have mercy upon him when he is in the cross. Even he never ever thought that anybody is going to come to rescue him. Everyone, they abandoned him. And he knew that they are going to just, there will be no mercy to my Savior. The cruel hand of man put him in a crown of thorn on him, spat on his face, plucked his beard, and just no mercy. Even in fact, as he was suffering, they challenged him, if you are a son of God, why don't you come out from that? No mercy. More than that happened that day, as the Lord was just praying, and with tears rolling down with blood, mingling with blood, because what happened on that cruel cross, for your salvation, my salvation, he became my sin. I cannot understand the fathom, the depth and breadth of my Savior's love for you and me. How can a holy God who hates sin become my sin on the cross? What a tremendous Savior we have in the Lord Jesus. If there is no other possible way, he will never go to that cruel cross, become my sin. But there is no other possible way. He just cried for the world. Even today, he's looking at the world. And maybe he wants to use you and me to take this gospel and give to them. Psalms 126 says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that giveth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. I'm not going to preach, just think about the precious seed, giving word of God. Constantly giving the word of God. This is a precious seed. Remember the Matthew chapter 13 is sowing the seed. The word of God. The scripture says you give, that will eventually bring a great harvest. Jesus always looked to the crowd and he always just saw the world as a harvesting field. Souls need to be harvested. Everyone. But we need to give the precious seed. Not only is the word of God a precious seed, it has got power. Power to overcome obstacles and problems and trials. And eventually, there comes the life. The seed also has a life. Only the word of God convert people. I can tell my testimony's experience, it will raise your hair, but it will not produce any faith in you. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We need to give the word of God by a literature or spoken as we sow this seed. As we are going, sending out over 60 teams next month, our goal is to reach out at least 50 to 100,000 people. Sowing the seed. I always encourage our people, as you go and give the word, come back and water with tears. In mighty mercy, God, in His mercy, He will bring His result. God never promised that all the people to whom you are talking, all of them are going to be saved. But one day He promised, there will be a harvest. There will be, we shall be bringing rejoicing. There is a harvest. A wonderful Savior. So, let us give. Take our time. Maybe as I speak, maybe the Holy Spirit may bring someone in your family who is lost. Maybe a child. Maybe a grandchild. Maybe a close friend. Maybe a neighbor. Maybe a relative. Keep building the bridge and sowing the seed and water with tears. In His time, He will bring forth fruit. We are not saving people. He is the only one saving the people. But let us give faithfully the seed and water with tears and expecting that God save that individual. Let us go further and give the gospel. And even this town. And remember us also in your prayers. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate. Thank you for having. And you played in a great part in this ministry also. Without the help. So some students come $5, $10, maybe $20. They don't have enough. It is not like over here you can get a part-time job in a fast food restaurant back in home. No. Over 55% of the people are unemployed. And many qualified people cannot get even a job. But they're willing to come and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I appreciate the thoughtful prayers the Lord may continue to bless this ministry for His glory. And His kingdom may be expanded for the glory of God. The things what we do, not only winning souls. We strongly believe evangelism without discipleship is not according to God's word. We need to lead the people, disciple them, and we want just to make them to mature by establishing local churches. If the Lord tarry, this church can continually bear the candlestick, bear the gospel, proclaim the gospel, the others may be able to come to know Christ as a personal Savior. That's what we involved. So pray for People's Baptist Church and People's Baptist Ministry. And I'm so thankful. The Fundamental Baptist Mission to India, which is solely we just use for the ministry back in home. I'm so thankful and appreciate your thoughtful and continual prayers for the ministry, Pastor. I'm glad he